calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids.
We didn't get your message either because you were not...
The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I guess it was pointless that it would have been left on your voicemail simply because it would have been ignored anyway. But I'm here. I thought of you a lot today. Wednesday is the day I get my weekly fig, you know, from weeklyfig.com. It's interesting. I tried the Shofar City project and was clumsy and could not get people to involved. Weekly Fig did it, and they're doing quite well. They're doing well. I am a customer, and I delight in it. They provide local farmers grown food delivered to my home. I get local raw milk. I get local eggs. I get local cheese. Not local bananas, but I do get organic bananas. But some very various vegetables. Local beef. I do get salmon, which is definitely not local. But it's great. And it seems what's happened is it arrives on Wednesday, and Wednesday and Thursday especially become my raw days, because the vegetables come and I'm just nibbling on them, and I eat so much stuff raw now. It's remarkable to me. Obviously, I'm drinking raw milk. I'm drinking most of my eggs. I eat raw. I'm eating the vegetables I get. I get the various carrots and turnips and whatnot, and eat them raw. I would suggest it's one of the reasons why my health seems to be so very good. The reason I bring this up is I am constantly reminded about I watch people decaying around me or dying, and I'm doing fine. A lot of people I know, younger than me even now, dying because their health has gone, just gone away. And, I would suggest, if you compare my health to when I was 40, I'm better now. So apply that to the rest of my family. Obviously, I have no influence anymore. And I would like to instill this, besides, obviously, my wife, because I'm rather fond of her. Extremely fond of her, and I would so love to share the food that I'm eating with you. But the other thing is, my kids, especially, because of the fact I can point to it, because I was a consumer of sugar and to a degree the high fructose corn syrup, which is worse than, raw sugar. We did try to make an effort to go to raw sugar. I don't use sugar at all. High fructose corn syrup is a killer. It really is. The evidence is overwhelming. Refined sugar, even the raw sugar, it's just not good for you in quantity. It's going to set you up. And the thing is that it concerns me is it takes years or decades before it really destroys you. And that's why there's so many people who have difficulty. The rise in difficulties as people grow old is radically increasing, and apparently things like the garbage, the processed food, the high fructose corn syrup, and so forth. And I want to change my kids, my wife's habits. I want to encourage them because I love them. They're denied to me, but I still love them, and I don't know what to do about that. But I will tell you now. So anyway, Dorothy Jane, I love you.